I'm Jennifer Fuller, reporting the news on WSIU. Showers and thunderstorms likely to develop later today. We'll see a high around 76 degrees. Several of Illinois' Democratic candidates for governor are calling for President Trump's impeachment, but the state's senior U.S. Senator, Dick Durbin, isn't going there yet. Brian Mackey explains.
It began last week with a statement from candidate J.B. Pritzker, who says impeachment is necessary to, quote, preserve our democracy. That sentiment was echoed by fellow candidates, Chicago Alderman Amaya Pouar and State Senator Daniel Biss from Evanston. But Durbin says not so fast.
I'm never using that word. I don't want to use that word. We have an investigation. Let's do the investigation. Do it professionally, fairly. Let's find out who was responsible for what.
Speaking this weekend at a farmer's market in Springfield, Durbin said he trusts former FBI Director Robert Mueller to lead an independent investigation, and he'll stand by whatever he comes up with. I'm Brian Mackey.
A southeast Missouri sheriff facing 18 criminal charges and under investigation in the death of an inmate will remain out of jail for at least another month, despite the efforts of Missouri's top law enforcement official. Attorney General Josh Hawley sought to revoke the bond for Mississippi County Sheriff Corey Hutchison. Associate Circuit Judge Gary Kemp has scheduled a hearing on the request, but it's not until June 22nd. Hutchison was arrested in April for several crimes, including an allegation that he handcuffed an innocent 77-year-old woman with such force she suffered a heart attack. Hutchison was suspended after his arrest, but Hawley says the sheriff was at the county jail May 5th and directed an altercation that led to the death of inmate Tory Sanders. Some homeowners in southern Illinois may be eligible to receive help through the Western Egyptian Economic Opportunity Council. They have plans to help some low-income homeowners in Jackson, Perry, Randolph, and Monroe counties, and the grant program runs 2 years. Robert Schroeder with Western Egyptian says there's a guideline for who qualifies for these housing repairs.
The income guideline varies by county. It's the maximum that you can make is 80% of the median income. For example, take Randolph County. If you have a family of one, $35,600 is the most that you can make of gross income and qualify for the program. And it goes up according to the size of your family.
Repairs include roofing, windows, doors, furnace, plumbing, and more. There is a waiting list already, but Schroeder says they still want people to call. That number is 618-965-3193. The deadline to apply is 4:30 this Friday afternoon. We're going to see an increasing chance for showers and thunderstorms today, a high around 76 degrees. Rain likely overnight, low 54, then a chance of showers and storms tomorrow as well. Cooler, high 64. I'm Jennifer Fuller.